Hello everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie. Are you ready to shop till you drop?
Hi everyone, I'm Peter. And no, I don't like shopping, but I do like summer clothes. Today's topic is shopping.
And our title is Summer Clothes. Summer Clothes. Peter, what did we learn in yesterday's lesson?
Well, we learned about clothes people wear in the summer, such as t-shirts and shorts.
Right. T-shirts and shorts are clothes we wear when it's very hot outside. And in today's lesson, we will learn more about clothes. So let's get started. Here's Peter with our Read It.
Ben needs new shorts and jeans. Most of his shorts have holes in them. He can get shorts at a department store for $10 a pair. But Ben doesn't like shopping for clothes. He likes shopping for electronics. Linda bought new clothes, but she needs to return a pair of pants. She tried them on again, and they don't fit right.
Oh no, I think Ben needs to go shopping for some new shorts and jeans. Hey Peter, how many pairs of jeans do you have?
I have just a few. One is a dark color and one is a light color.
Oh, do they have holes in them? I know you're always outside hiking and running.
Ooh, yes, that can happen. And when they have holes in them, you should probably buy new jeans.
Yeah, well, you can always do some shopping. Alright, before we go to our conversations, let's go to Christina. She needs to show us our keywords.
Hello, 今天讲的是夏日的服饰。Ben 说他需要买新的短裤和牛仔裤。Jeans 就是牛仔裤。Ben needs new shorts and jeans. Ben 说他的短裤穿到都有破洞了。名词 hole 就是洞。His shorts have holes in them.Rob 说百货公司有些短裤很贵，但是有一些现在有特价，只要$10一件。He can get shorts for $10 a pair. 名词 pair 可以做裤子的单位，表示一件。一件牛仔裤就是 a pair of jeans. Linda 也买了一些新衣服，但是她决定要退掉一件长裤。长裤是 pants. She wants to return a pair of pants.为什么呢？因为他回家再试穿一次的时候发现实在不合身，试穿衣服就用片语 try on. She tried on the pants again at home. 衣服合不合身或者是适不适合可以用动词 fit. The pants just don't fit.
I need some new shorts.Most of mine have holes in them.
Go to Macy's department store at the mall. They have cool shorts.
Great! Are they expensive?
Some pairs are, but some are only $10. I saw them yesterday.
That's a good deal. Maybe I'll go to Macy's after work today.
You can find a lot of good ones at the mall.
Ben needs some new shorts. Why does he need new shorts? Well, because most of them have holes. Let's go to Christina to learn more about most of.
Ben 说大部分的短裤都有破洞。Most of my shorts have holes in them. 我们来练习 most of something 的用法。它表示大部分的什么。比如 most of my friends like the movie.我大部分的朋友都喜欢那部电影。我们也可以把 most 换掉，比如 some of the books are new， 有些书是新的，或者 sorry I like none of them， 抱歉我没有一个喜欢的。None 表示一个也没有。以上我们讲到了 most of my friends， some of the books， 还有 none of them， 你也可以练习一下这些说法哦。
Thank you, Christina. So most of something just means almost all of something. Most of my friends are shorter than me. Most of my clothes are bright colors.
Those are great sentences. Most of the children were very good today. Can you think of a sentence on your own? Give it a try or practice with a friend.
So we talked a little bit about the word whole in the beginning of the conversation. Marie, can you tell us what a whole is?
Sure. A hole is an opening into or through something. Old socks have holes in them. An old house will probably have holes in the wall. Many things that are old will have holes.
Well, let me check right here. Do I have any holes? Nope. All my clothes don't have holes in them today. Yes, I'm not like Ben. But Ben's clothes do have holes in them. He needs to go shopping. Rob tells him he should go to Macy's department store at the mall. He can buy a new pair of shorts there.
Pair. Let's talk about the word pair. A pair has two parts. When we talk about jeans, pants, or shorts, we often use the word pair. For example, I have a pair of black jeans. Right now, I'm wearing a pair of black pants.
That's right, because it means the word two. You have one leg, two legs, so a pair of pants, a pair of shoes. Hey, do you guys ever use scissors? Well, these are a pair of scissors. Now, Rob tells Ben some pairs of shorts are expensive, but some are only $10. That's a good deal.
That is a good deal. I like that phrase. We say this when something is a good price. All right, let's learn more. Let's go to conversation B.
Do you like to shop, Taylor?
Of course. Don't all girls like to shop?
Yes, I guess so. I need some new shorts and jeans, but I don't like to shop.
Why not?
Shopping for clothes isn't fun. It takes too much time.
But you like shopping for other things?
Sure. I like to shop for computers or electronics.
Taylor likes to shop, just like most girls do. Ben doesn't like to shop, but he needs new shorts and jeans.
Well, look what I have here. These are a pair of jeans. They are made from material called denim. But most jeans are blue. We call them blue jeans. But they also come in different colors as well.
If I am not working or teaching, I wear jeans. On most weekends, I wear them because they are comfortable and they look good. Are you guys wearing a pair of jeans right now?
So why doesn't Ben like to shop? He thinks shopping for clothes isn't fun. Let's go to Rebecca to learn more about the sentence. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello, friends. Let's go and have some fun and learn today's grammar point. Shopping for noun isn't adjective. For example, shopping for fruit isn't hard, or shopping for a gift isn't easy. Friends, don't forget to use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. Well, friends, how about we try using it? Let me think here. Oh, shopping for a birthday gift can be hard. Marie, can you give us another sentence?
Sure. Shopping for food isn't hard. Shopping for food is easy and fun. Friends, try making a sentence on your own.
So Ben thinks shopping for clothes isn't fun because it takes too much time.
Yeah, it takes too much time.
Marie, what are you talking about? You love to shop. You can't stop shopping for hours.
No, Peter. it takes too much time is today's calendar phrase.
It takes too much time.
It takes too much time.
那太花时间。
Do you cook?
No, it takes too much time.
Do you read the newspaper?
No, it takes too much time.
Do you walk the dog?
No, it takes too much time.
So, what do you do?
I save time.
Oh,
It takes too much time.
It takes too much time.
那太花时间。
That was a great calendar phrase. Sometimes when I am late for a dinner or a party, I will take a taxi because riding the bus sometimes can take too much time.
Yes, it can. It can take too much time because you have to wait for the bus, and the bus stops at many different places. Well, actually, we've spent a lot of time learning about shopping. I think it's time for us to take a break. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Welcome back from the break, friends. In our lesson, Ben says he likes to shop for electronics. Peter, what are some electronics that you have?
Well, I have a phone, I have a laptop, I have a TV, I have some speakers. Do you want me to keep going?
Wow,
I have a lot.
You do have a lot. I don't have that much, but I do have a lot of clothes. All right, let's learn more. Let's go to conversation C.
So, did you buy some new summer clothes, Linda?
I went shopping at the mall yesterday evening. I found a few things.
Great! Were they on sale?
Yes, they were. But I want to return a pair of pants.
Why?
When I tried them on again at home, they didn't fit right.
That's too bad. Well, then you'll need to go shopping again.
Linda went shopping at the mall yesterday. She found a few things, but she wants to return a pair of pants. Let's learn more about the word return. Here's our wonderful teacher, Christina.
Linda 说她要去把一件长裤退掉。I want to return a pair of pants. 我们要讲一下 return 这个动词，因为它有几种不同的意思，在生活中都很常用哦。首先就是今天 return a pair of pants， 它表达把买来的东西退掉，比如 I want to return this T-shirt。第二，你把借来的东西还回去也可以用 return， 归还的意思。I forgot to return the book. 我忘了还书。第三， return 还可以表示人回到某个地方去。He will return tomorrow night. 他明天晚上会回来。Return 的用法很多，我们先学会这三种，在生活中很实用哦。
Thank you, Christina. When you return something, you bring it back.Marie, have you ever returned anything?
I have. I returned a coat I bought. I returned it because I found a small hole in it, but I was able to get a new coat.
That's good. You know, I've returned things to the store, too. Things like electronics. Sometimes when I bring them home, they don't work. That can happen sometimes.
Yeah.Well, in our conversation, we learned that Linda wants to return a pair of pants. Pants cover your body from your waist to your ankle.
Hey, right now I am wearing pants, and They are a light khaki color. Marie, you're wearing pants too.
I am. I like to wear nice pants when I teach you guys. So why does Linda want to return her pants? Well, because when she tried them on, they didn't fit right.
Well, when you try something on, you put it on to see if it looks and feels good. Marie, when you shop, do you buy things or do you try them on first?
I always try them on. Always. Whenever I go shopping and I see something I like, I tell the worker at the store, "Can I try this on?" You can use this sentence when you shop for clothes too.
That's right. Always try on clothes. You need to make sure they fit. When something fits, it's the right size and it feels comfortable. Now, the pair of pants Linda bought didn't fit her right, so she needs to go shopping again.
Hey, maybe I can join her. I need some new clothes anyways. And friends, how about you join us right now to review our keywords? Let's begin.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Jeans. Jeans. Patty likes to wear jeans.
Hole. Hole. Uh-oh, your shirt has a hole in it.
Pair. Pair. Jim bought a new pair of jeans.
Pants. Pants. Should I wear pants or a skirt today?
Try on. Try on. You can try on this coat.
Fit. Fit. My pants don't fit. I need new ones. Friends, those are our keywords. Make sure to practice. Right now, let's go over our conversations one more time.
I need some new shorts. Most of mine have holes in them.
Go to Macy's department store at the mall. They have cool shorts.
Great! Aren't they expensive?
Some pairs are. But some are only $10. I saw them yesterday.
That's a good deal. Maybe I'll go to Macy's after work today.
You can find a lot of good ones at the mall.
Do you like to shop, Taylor?
Of course. Don't all girls like to shop?
Yes, I guess so. I need some new shorts and jeans, but I don't like to shop.
Why not?
Shopping for clothes isn't fun. It takes too much time.
But you like shopping for other things?
Sure. I like to shop for computers or electronics.
So, did you buy some new summer clothes, Linda?
I went shopping at the mall yesterday evening. I found a few things.
Great! Were they on sale?
Yes, they were. But I want to return a pair of pants.
Why?
When I tried them on again at home, they didn't fit right.
That's too bad. Well, then you'll need to go shopping again!
Oh, Ginger, what are you wearing?
Everything!
Everything?
Yes, I'm wearing all my new summer clothes.
But why? Why are you wearing everything?
Because I like everything! So I'm wearing all my clothes together.
Well, I have to say, your outfit is,
Yeah?
Interesting.
Well, thank you. I like it too.
Well, what do you have in the bags?
Oh, I bought one more thing.
Oh, really? You bought so many summer clothes. What else did you buy?
Well, I bought some pants.
Oh.
They were on sale.
Let's see. Oh, these pants have a hole in them.
Yeah, that's why they were on sale. Nice, huh?
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about shopping. Please help me welcome Ms. Connie Toomer.
Hello, Rob. It's great to be here.
Hello, Connie. Well, we have a question today here from Gemma Atlas of Bali, Indonesia. Can you help us answer it?
I would love to try.
Great. Gemma writes, I love to shop for clothes, but sometimes I need to take the clothes back to the store and get a different size. What is this called in English?
That's a great question, Gemma. I love to shop too, and I know how you feel. Sometimes I will buy something, and then later I want to take it back to the store and get a different size.
That is called an exchange.
That's right. When you exchange something, you bring the item back to the store and then get something different.
People might exchange things for a different size, a different color, or a different product completely.
Right. This is different from a return. When someone returns something to a store, they also take it back to the store.
Yes, but this time, they don't get a different product.
No, they get money back for the item.
I see. But you need something for both an exchange and a return.
That's right. You need a receipt. The receipt is a piece of paper. It shows you when you bought the item and how much you paid for it.
Well, Gemma, I hope this answered your question. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Thanks for joining us today, friends. Peter, we talked a lot about shopping today and yesterday. Now I feel like going shopping. I'm going to the mall now.
Oh, wait. Where are you going? You can't leave just yet. The show isn't finished. Why are you leaving so quickly?
Well, because, Peter, there are lots of sales now. I have to go. I have to buy some new summer clothes like skirts, dresses, some new bags.
Maria, I know you are excited to shop, but you need to say goodbye to our friends, okay?
Oh, okay, yes. I'm sorry, friends. Well, I hope you had fun today and do some shopping. We'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.